It's a frightful sight to see what goes on Halloween night.
Good evening to all you tympanic membranes out there. You're listening to the 2020 North Carolina Radio Play Festival on the CPF Radio Hour. My name is Manny Mandible.
And I'm Max Maxilla. Call me Maxine, and you'll be seriously injured.
You promise not to kill me this time?
Repeat customers get a discount.
I gotta cash in on that.
Together, we're two skeletons in the closet. The most trusted shock jocks of 2020.
It's time for some more Halloween tales. Coming up next is an action-packed adventure in the middle of a zombie apocalypse. Two zombie hunters have to save a culinary student trapped inside of a meat locker.
Sounds like a recipe for hilarity. It's time to whet your appetites, listeners. Here is Picky Zombies by Clinton Festa.
Good, you made it. This is it, Barbara. You ready?
A little nervous, but yes. I've blasted my share of pumpkins with my shotgun down at the range.
I'm ready to kill some real zombies. Let's go.
Now, these aren't going to be just like any old zombies. These are recently infected cooking school zombies.
Those poor students. Gosh, I feel so bad for them.
Hey, don't talk like that.
Sorry, John. How did this happen?
Word is, some C student undercooked the foie gras, and the entire L'Académie Culinaire de Pittsburgh got infected.
That's why you always use the meat thermometer.
Exactly. And yet he's the only one left we think may be untainted. Life is funny.
It sure is. So, is this an extraction mission?
Yep. His name is Ricky. We got a 911 call from him 30 minutes ago, coming from the meat locker. Nothing since. Either his battery died or he's a zombie now.
Only one way to find out.
That's right. And by the way, L'Académie Culinaire de Pittsburgh means the Culinary Academy of Pittsburgh. In French, in case you were wondering.
Got it.
I always knew my minor in French would pay off someday.
Uh-huh. As long as you could shoot a shotgun.
Anybody can do that. How many people do you know with a medical degree in infectious pathology?
So it's Dr. John?
Yes. Yes, it is. Hey, you know what they call the guy who graduates last in med school?
Doc?
Phil Harper. You know what they call the valedictorian? Me.
Wow. Valedictorian? Impressive. I was more of a C student in high school. Like our man in the meat locker.
And here we are, both zombie hunters. Life is funny.
Yep. So should I ask you more questions about yourself?
Nope. Let's go. Yep, just one. Perfect time to get your first kill. I'm gonna lure him out as bait. You line up your shot and blow his brains out.
You sure?
Just don't hesitate. When you have your moment, take it. Hey, stupid! Over here! Come get it, dummy.
Brains.
That's right. Brains, and I got 'em. Just a little closer, nitwit. Just a little... Hey, where are you going, dummy?
Woo! Got 'em. My first zombie.
Nice shot, Barb. Hey, did you notice that zombie kind of like, you know, walked right by me?
I didn't notice. I was staring straight down the barrel.
Yeah, it was probably just my imagination. Come on, let's go inside the building. The lights are out. Stay right behind me. Barbara! Walker! 12 o'clock! Get down! Damn it! Not now! Not now!
You want me to get him, John?
No! Just stay down! Work, damn it! Work!
Brains. Excuse me.
Sorry, John. I couldn't wait any longer. He was coming right for me.
Yeah, I noticed. Hey, was it me, or did that zombie just say, excuse me, and just walk right past me?
I didn't notice. John, behind you!
Huh?
Dude, move. Brains. Tasty.
Okay, now that wasn't my imagination. I distinctly heard, nice shot by the way, but that's three zombies now who have all...
The meat locker is down this hallway, and the coast is clear. Let's go. Let's go.
All right.
There it is. Door shut. Two zombies standing guard.
Let's blow their brains out and get out of here.
Hang on. Use the net.
John, come on. You're not still bothered by...
Use the net, rookie. I need to get some answers here.
Okay. Here it goes. Got it.
Good toss. You cover the rear while I talk to them. Hey, zombies!
No.
Now, what's that supposed to mean?
Good brains back there.
What, Barbara?
John, hurry. I think I hear more coming down the hall.
Zombie-like good brains. Smart brains taste better.
What? I'm smart.
No, you dumb. Lady smart. Zombie eat Barbara.
Barbara, brains.
Come on, what about me?
You all amygdala. Zombie can smell from here.
Yeah, you.
Amygdala? What are you talking about?
John, I see one down the hall. We need to get going.
Hang on. What do you mean, all amygdala?
Part of brain that process fear. Anxiety.
Primitive brain.
Tastes like microwave broccoli.
What?
John, we need to get moving now. Let's go. Come on.
See? Lady smarter. Brain tastes better.
But I got a perfect score on the MCAT.
You take prep course. Rote memorization.
Yeah. Lowest level of learning.
No, I...
All amygdala. Zombie-like prefrontal cortex. Like lady has.
Frontal lobes. Personality. Decision making.
John! They're swarming me! Let's go!
So you're telling me that if you had my brain on a silver platter, you wouldn't eat it?
Maybe feed under table to zombie dog?
No. Zombie dog like pig brain.
Oh, come on. I'm dumber than a pig now?
Pig. Very smart animal.
I have a degree from Carnegie Mellon.
No! That good school! You brain like vegetable.
Yeah, you go to cucumber melon.
John, let's go.
Meh, lady with better personality, right?
Oh, now I'm not only dumber, but she has a better personality, huh?
Abstract processing.
Abstract processing.
You stuck up food snobs.
Zombie prove. Ask you question.
Yeah, easy question.
John, would you just help me? They're all over me.
Yeah, you don't have to rub it in. Okay, go ahead. What's the question?
What it mean when family member avoid eye contact?
What? What kind of question is that?
Not school question. Life question.
I don't know. They're tired?
No, John. It means something's wrong. My 4-year-old nephew could have answered that.
Well, how am I supposed to know?
Lady have good hippocampus.
Tasty limbic system. Want to eat?
Zombie not shallow. Zombie like woman for her brains.
Okay, give me another one.
You invited to dinner party. What do you bring?
I don't know. An extra main course?
No, John. You bring a salad, dessert, or a bottle of wine.
Okay, so Barbara's smarter than me. Go on and eat her brains then.
Ugh, John. Just blow their skulls off. Hurry.
Oh, right.
John, let's go.
Damn it. Not now. Not now.
John, are you going to kill any zombies today? Hurry.
I'm trying. It's not working.
Take safety off, stupid.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Just one second. I'll be right back. Shut up. I'm gonna switch guns now. Let me open my backpack. Mind?
Like, I want to eat your brains.
Can you not? Yeah, right between the eyes.
Barbara?
Hang on. I gotta reload.
Oh, how many guns do you have?
Stand still, Pumpkinhead. Yeah, now that's what I'm talking about.
Barbara?
Gotta kill these zombie pumpkin heads.
Whoa!
John!
Ouch!
Okay, let's get our man and run.
finally. Are you Ricky?
That's me. I called 911. I'm so sorry. I think I undercooked the pate.
We all make mistakes. Don't be too hard on yourself. Are you okay? Do you think you were infected?
You're asking all the wrong questions, John. Hey, Ricky. Your mother has told you 3 times that she doesn't want you to make a big deal out of Mother's Day this year. What is she really trying to tell you?
Well, if she said it 3 times, she must really mean it.
Oh yeah? John, this one's brain would taste like microwave broccoli. No question about it.
Microwave broccoli? What do you mean?
Never mind, kid. Just walk casually out the front door. You'll be fine.
That was Picky Zombies by Clinton Festa. This audio production was directed by Carl Grasso, featuring the voices of Jerry Schultz as John, Krista Scavron as Barbara, Jordan Long as Zombie Number 1 and Ricky, and Celinda Tyson as Zombie Number 2. Sound design and editing by Carl Grasso.
You know, I donated my brain to science.
I'll send them my condolences.
No, listen. They loved it. It's not every day they get a donated brain that's never been used.
This recording is a co-production of the Cary Playwrights Forum and Creative Greensboro as a part of the 2020 North Carolina Radio Play Festival.
Say goodnight, Maxine.
What did you call me?
Oh, boy.